Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Ditch Decade Diets podcast. I am your host, Lorna Perozzo, certified food freedom coach and founder of the Ditch Decade Diets Academy. I've spent 10 years in an unhealthy relationship with food, binge eating, over-exercising, and feeling insecure in my body. This podcast is all about helping you get to the root of your food struggles and teaching you how to rewire your brain so you can end binge eating. If you're ready to improve your relationship with food and cultivate more self-love towards yourself and your health, this is the podcast for you. So let's get to it and jump right in. A healthy relationship with food requires a healthy relationship with fear. I want to talk about this today because this is so important. Everybody wants a healthy relationship with food. But are you willing to lean into the fear? Are you willing to lean into the discomfort? Are you willing to lean into the times where things feel scary? Hey, Claire, you don't have to heal your relationship with food. You don't have to delete MyFitnessPal. You don't have to stop weighing yourself. You don't have to allow yourself to order what it is that you want on the menu. You don't have to have satisfying meals. You don't have to be kind to yourself. You don't have to be compassionate towards yourself. You don't have to stop dieting. You don't have to. You can keep doing those things. You can. But deep down, you know you don't want to be doing those things. So there's going to be fear on your journey. There's going to be times of doubt and fear. Hey, Cindy. Hey, Nadia. There's going to be times of doubt and there's going to be times of fear. There's going to be times where you're like, I am so scared to stop weighing myself. I am terrified to actually order what it is that I want on the menu. I am scared to actually allow myself to eat chocolate. Hey, Donna, I'm scared to eat in front of other people. I'm scared to have my body change. I'm terrified of bringing in different foods into my diet. I'm terrified of baking with my daughter because normally that spirals into a binge. I'm scared to honor my cravings. But fear is part of the process. Fear is part of the process. There were so many times in my journey when I was healing my relationship with food where I had fear because you know a certain thing, right? Like, you know macros, you know weighing yourself. Diet culture has ingrained certain things into your brain. These foods are good and these foods are bad and you need to do this and you shouldn't do this. And when you go to the restaurant, you know, make sure you choose the lowest calorie option. Like, this is what you know. And then when you start to do things differently, there's fear of like, I can't be doing this or this must be wrong. But it's not that it's wrong. It's just that there's fear because you've never done some of these things before. There's going to be fear on your journey. There were so many times I had fear in my journey, but you cannot let that stop you. You can put a pause, you can put your foot on the brake, but you can't quit. Well, again, you can. You don't have to do these things. You don't have to have satisfying meals. You don't have to introduce trigger foods into your diet. You don't have to honor your cravings. You don't have to stop weighing yourself. But if you want to stop binge eating, you're going to want to do those things, even though there's fear. Because at the end, what you actually want is complete freedom. How many of you guys want complete freedom with food? And you're like, I'm even willing to do what it takes, even if there is a little bit of fear, because I want the end result. I want to be free from binge eating. I want to no longer think about food. I want to be able to have my mental real estate back. I want that. So even if there's fear, I'm willing to lean into the fear so that I can have what it is that I desire for the rest of my life. I had fear on my journey. I remember wanting to delete my FitnessPal so badly.
I knew it was not for me. I was like, I cannot weigh any more anything else. Like, I cannot pull out the scale one more time. I'm like, I literally cannot. And it was scary to delete it. Hi, Katie. It was so scary to delete it. Eating in front of other people was the scariest thing. I never forget back in 2019, my uncle was living with my family at the time. And this is when I was healing my relationship with food. I'm like, oh gosh, darn it. Like the year that I have, I'm going to start introducing different foods into my diet, the year that I'm going to start owning my food choices, like, of course, he has to stay with us. And like, it felt awkward. I'm like, do I go into the kitchen? Is he going to say something? Like, it was a lot. But I leaned into the fear. The first time I told Andrew that I struggled with binge eating, I almost passed out. I sent him a text and he thought I was breaking up with him. He thought I was breaking up with him because literally I sent him this like massive long text of like, you're not gonna really understand, but I'm eating until I'm physically sick. Like I have a problem. He thought I was breaking up with him. There was so much fear there. And it would have been easy for me to be like, no, I'm not gonna do that. But I did it anyways. Are you leaning into the fear or are you running away from it? When you lean into the fear, progress happens faster. The moment that I told Andrew that I struggled, I felt like a weight was lifted off of my shoulders. The moment I deleted my FitnessPal, I felt so free. The moment that I stopped weighing myself, I was like the happiest person in the world. The moment where I can just eat intuitively and I can open up my fridge and just decide what sounds good, what do you want, and just eat it. Oh my goodness. I had so much space in my brain. I literally felt like my brain got cleared out. And I'm like, oh, this is nice. I'm not thinking about food and calories all day. This is nice. I remember the first time I actually started allowing myself to enjoy chocolate chip pancakes. And I was like, is this wrong? Is this right? Like, should I be doing this? And then I started to do it. And I'm like, this is the most exciting thing. Actually going to the restaurant and getting pizza and not having to only look at the protein and vegetable section of the menu. I was like, this feels exciting. I remember telling Andrew, I'm like, we're gonna start going out for dinner so much more because I have so much more freedom now. Like, this feels amazing. Guess what happens when you lean into the fear? When you lean into the fear, your fear actually turns into excitement. Fear turns into excitement. And what do I mean by this? I went from never believing that I would ever stop weighing myself. I never thought I was going to stop tracking my food. I never thought I would stop dieting. Like I honestly thought I was going to be like that 90-year-old woman, like, I don't know, like tracking her food and still weighing herself. Like, I honestly just believed that I would be like tracking my food and weighing myself until I was like 90 years old. And that was so scary to believe. And then it turned into excitement of like, I feel so like, thank God I'm not weighing myself every day. Thank God I can actually wake up in the morning and not have to step on the scale. Thank God I can just go about my day and not have to like put my food in an app. Like, thank God I'm no longer dieting. Your fear is going to turn into excitement. I have a client that I'm working with inside of the academy, and she was so nervous like baking with her daughter because it used to send her into a spiral. And now she's like so excited to bake with her daughter because she's building up more confidence. She's healing her relationship with food. Hey, Nikki. And now it's like the most exciting thing. The things that you once fear are going to keep scaring you unless you actually lean into the fear. When you lean into the fear, the things that once used to scare you are things that are gonna be so exciting. Like, the moment that you actually learn how to eat intuitively and eat normally without weighing your food, you're going to be so excited. You're like, I can't even believe how amazing this is. Like, I used to be so terrified of releasing my food rolls, and now I'm like, I can't even imagine that. This is what happens when you lean into the fear. Your fear turns into excitement. You're gonna get to a point where you can't even imagine doing certain things that you once used to do, that you believed you would never stop doing. I went from weighing myself, tracking my food, to now I can't even imagine weighing myself. I can't even imagine tracking my food. Not because it would trigger me. I'm literally like, there's zero desire. That's way too much freaking work. I got a life. Like, I don't have time to spend thinking about food all day long. The things that you once feared doing are the things that you're going to be so excited to let go of. You're going to be so glad that you're not doing those things anymore. I want you to lean into the fear to experience this excitement. Has there ever been, you can let me know in the chat, has there ever been a time where you're like, I am so scared to do something, and then you did it and you're like, I feel so much better? This is what happens. Like, even, you know, so many examples, like even for me, like being home alone used to be like a big trigger for me to binge. And I remember I was like, you know what? I'm going to be home alone and I'm going to allow myself to have my chocolate chip pancakes. And it was like so scary. And then I did it and I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I made it through. Like, I didn't die. You know, maybe the first few times it was like a binge or overeating. And then it's like, you lean into the fear. You keep leaning into the fear. You keep leaning into the fear. Now I can be home alone and enjoy my chocolate chip pancakes with zero urges to binge. Your fear is gonna turn into excitement. So are you leaning into the fear? I want you to answer this in the chat box. Are you leaning into the fear? Yes, sometimes, no. Are you leaning into the fear? Yes, sometimes, or no. You don't have to lean into the fear. You don't have to do certain things. No, you don't have to stop dieting. You don't have to order what it is that you want on the menu. But I know you are going to do it because ultimately you want freedom. And when you think about the end goal, healthy relationship with food, balance with food, eating normally, no longer thinking about food, stopping when you're full, no more binges, it is so worth it to actually lean into the fear. Because the fear is going to turn into excitement, and that excitement is going to allow you to conquer binge eating. If you want a healthy relationship with food, you also need a healthy relationship with fear. I don't know a single person who's ever achieved something that didn't experience fear. If you want something great in your life, like a healthy relationship with food, there's gonna be fear, but it's so worth it. Imagine if you just like woke up one morning and you had a good relationship with food, it actually would not be fulfilling. It actually wouldn't be. You're like, oh, this came so easy. Like, whoop, did it do? But when you have to lean into the fear and you overcome your fear, and then you experience the greatness and you experience this healthy, balanced, beautiful relationship with food, you're like, yes, I did it. I made it. And you feel so much more fulfilled. The people who conquer binge eating lean into the fear. I say this very often. Everybody can conquer binge eating. Everybody can conquer binge eating. The people who don't conquer binge eating are the people that are not willing to lean into the fear. That's it. Oh, I'm too scared. Oh, I don't trust myself. I can't do it. I'm just gonna keep weighing myself every day. I'm just gonna keep dieting. Okay, keep doing that. But all of you are here because you are badasses and you lean into the fear and you trust the process. Just like Donna said, like sometimes I wonder if it's going to lead into a binge, but I trust you in what you're saying and I will get there. Like Donna has such an incredible mindset, and it's okay to have fear, you guys. It's okay to have doubt. That's normal. Of course. Of course there's fear. Of course there's doubt. But you keep leaning into that. You keep leaning into the fear, and the excitement will be around the corner. I've had so many clients that I've worked with that they're like, thank God I did not give up. Like, thank God I just leaned into the fear, because I would have never imagined being binge free. I would have never imagined like just eating normally. I had a client that messaged me 6 months after working with her, and she used to track her food all the time. She was binging every day. And she messaged me 6 months after we worked together. And she's like, I'm on a road trip. And the fact that I was able to stop and get a bagel, it's the most freeing thing in the world. But she wouldn't have been able to experience that if she didn't lean into the fear with trusting the process, releasing guilt, trusting herself. Hey, Marlo. Hey, Katie. So I want you to be best friends with fear. Literally, like become really good friends with fear. Because when you start to lean into the fear more and more and more, it's not as scary. You lean into the fear and you do something like, you know, like I said, you no longer weigh yourself, or you allow yourself some chocolate with your lunch. It's going to feel scary. And then you do it and you're like, oh, like that feels amazing. Even somebody in the membership, in the Root and Rewire membership, she messaged the group and she said, I thought I was giving myself permission to eat, but I was kind of doing it like 80%. Like there was still a little bit of fear. And she said, I'm going to actually pull it up here. She said something along the lines of like, I thought I was allowing myself, the past 2 days, I've really leaned into eating exactly what I want. I feel like I've only been doing this about 80% and still holding back a bit because I don't still fully trust myself. But yesterday I had a sweet potato for lunch because it sounded good. I had a sandwich for lunch, and it sounds crazy to most people, but I haven't had a sandwich in years because it's too many calories, too many carbs. I felt so satisfied without any thoughts of what can I have next. Do you see? She chose to lean into the fear, and she's experienced wins, 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 breakthroughs, satisfaction, stopping when she's full. If you keep doing that, if you keep leaning into the fear, oh, mamma mia, you're going to have a healthy relationship with food so much faster than you can even imagine. So I want you to think about, what are you scared to do, and how can you do it this week? Marlo says, I'm eating mayo on my breakfast sandwich again. Yes, Marlo. Marlo's in the membership as well too. Like things like that. Yes, Katie. Katie's in the academy. She said, I quit cauliflower rice. She was telling us that on our academy call yesterday. Actually eating real rice. Like you guys are such badasses. Like you guys are literally incredible. And it's like, it feels so scary to like not have the cauliflower rice or to not put the mayo on your breakfast or have it. And then it's like, you do it and you're like, this is so much better. Thank God I'm not eating that freaking cauliflower rice, or thank God I'm not just eating something plain without any sauces or any flavors. Like, thank God. So lean into the fear. Don't do it for me, do it for you. And again, you don't have to, but I know you're going to because you want freedom and you're so committed to that. You're an action taker, you're ready to be free, and this is what's required. And the best part is as well, the fear just becomes smaller and smaller. Cindy says, I'm eating almond butter almost every day, eating bread instead of rice cakes when I want to, eating bagels whenever I want to. Cindy's also in the membership. You guys are just amazing. Almond butter is the best. Almond butter is the absolute best. I'm pretty sure I had it twice yesterday in the morning and then for a snack. I think maybe in the evening too. It's so good. This is beautiful, Cindy. So good. So keep leaning into the fear. You're going to be so surprised how something so scary, something that you thought you would never, ever, ever do, is something that you're doing and you're like, okay, I did it. I haven't weighed myself for over 2 weeks now. I'm feeling so much better. Look at all these wins. Yes, Marlo, amazing. So good. See, and it's like, imagine if Marlo was like, I'm too scared to do that. She wouldn't be feeling amazing right now. She wouldn't be feeling so much better. But because she leaned into the fear, she's experienced these results. Lean into the fear and your progress will skyrocket. So this is what I have for you guys for today's episode of TN Teachings. Thank you for being here. Go lean into the fear. Whatever it is that you have on your mind, you're like, I'm so terrified of doing it. Do it. Do it. Do it scared. Drop it in the chat. Do it scared. Literally write that down. Do it scared. If you're committed to doing things scary or doing things scared, do it scared. I promise you guys, when you do it scared, man, progress is going to skyrocket. So do it scared this week, today, tomorrow, this month. Do it scared. Yes, Donna. Yes, Cindy. Yes, Marlo. Let's freaking go. Yes, Diane. Amazing. I love you guys. Have the best day ever. Go do it scared. And I'll see you guys soon. Bye.